he divides, for instance, 1 Timothy, and I'll come back to this again. Chapter 1, faith, the faith of the church, its doctrine. Chapter 2, the order of the church. Chapter 3, the officers of the church. Chapter 4, the apostasy that was coming in chapters 5 and 6, duties of the officers. Now, when you get over to 2 Timothy, you see the afflictions, and the second chapter, the church is active, and you see the apostasy, and then the allegiance of the church. And in Titus, you have first the order in the church, again, same thing, the doctrine in chapter 2, and then the good works of the church in chapter 3. So it's creed on the inside, conduct on the outside, within it's worship, without it's good works. Now, the church, to manifest itself in a local assembly, it puts up a building. Now, in Paul's day, they didn't have a building committee. That's one thing they didn't need, because they were not building churches. They generally met in homes, and I think probably in public buildings. We know in Ephesus that Paul apparently rented the school of Tyrannus, a place where there was a school conducted, and Paul apparently used the auditorium during the siesta time each day, and people came in from everywhere to hear him preach. And that could be characterized as a local assembly, and it certainly became a church in Ephesus. And the church, therefore, in order to be a local assembly, there are certain things that must characterize it. It must have a creed. Its doctrine must be accurate, must be right. And Paul says here, and I think that in 1 Timothy, that there are two verses that set before us the message that's here. In the first chapter, verse 3, here's what he says, "As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine," or that they do not teach a different doctrine. And that's pretty important, that the church have the correct doctrine. And that's what we mean when we say a steeple doesn't make a local church by any means. And then in 1 Timothy 3:15, he says again to this young preacher, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." Now, that local church is to be made up of believers who are members of the body of Christ. Now, in order for them to function, they do have to have somebody to sweep the place out. They have to have somebody that will build a fire in a stove, if that's what they have. The first little church that I had, I swept it out some, not all the time. And then on Sunday morning, the first one that got there built a fire in a stove. It was a country church, and the first one there built the fire. I always tried to be a little late, but I'd say half the time there I built the fire in the stove. Those are things that are essential. And you do need a choir. It's nice to have one, a song leader. It's nice to have officers. In fact, he's going to say it's essential for it to be an orderly church. There must be officers, and they must meet certain requirements, and that the church should function in an orderly manner and manifest itself in the community by its good work. Now, that sounds very idealistic, and unfortunately, today it is idealistic in most places because the local church doesn't always manifest what it should.